You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. And hello, welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss nonsense, and my personal adventures, not necessarily in that order. I do it from the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They specialize in Yamaha golf carts, if you want one of those. Perhaps an ATV, UTV. Hey, big guy, quit. E-bike, motorcycle, lawnmower, snowmobile. They have them all at Impact Power Sports. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Thank you so much. Since the last time we spoke, a number of the audience members have taken time to watch Unknown Number, The High School Catfish on Netflix. Last night on Patreon, we had a strong group of audience members to discuss that show alone. And I added a collection in Patreon called EZ Reviews, which that's what we did. We reviewed it. We discussed it, which I don't know. I think I'm kind of at a crossroads right now. I think we might have more ability and enjoyment out of spending the time watching a show and then discussing it. I know that had been talked about many, many times. Audience members had suggested that, watching something and then discussing it. Alan knows where I'm going with this. He writes, RIP Big Fraud Book Club. Okay, it's the perfect storm. An amazing piece of viewing with Unknown Number. Everybody was eager to talk about it, and everybody crushed it. It was an outstanding bit of content for almost an hour last night. A lot of great jokes. There was just a lot of fun and enjoyment with the dynamic. Everybody was sharp as hell. Nick says, damn, I was liking Big Fraud Book Club. All right, well, maybe I should hold my horses. Maybe I should hold my horses. You're right. You're right. Maybe we should think about this. I don't want to commit to Big Fraud Book Club and then yank it out from under you if you're enjoying it. Let's do this. We've struggled with the book Martyr. I think we should see it through. I think I'm kind of like talking. I'm talking one side of my mouth in 1 minute and another side of my mouth on the other. But Nick's right. Black Belt Nick. Megan says, what if we did Big Fraud Book Club once a month instead of twice a month? Murder Lover Linda says, documentaries are so much less time commitment. LOL. I know. Okay. So I think the perfect scenario is we get through Martyr, and then the next book is something that isn't a huge pile of shit. And this is not Nick and Houston's fault. It is not. And I don't want you to feel bad about this, Nick. I have yet to finish this book because it's so painful to me. Oh, my God. And I think we all need to tweet at Anthony Jeselnik or post at him on X at some point when we're done reading it, if it continues to be a huge pile of shit. Okay. Now, in a perfect world, we get done with that, and then we read the next book, and then when we discuss it, it's a hit. And then we also, we add it all. Documentary watching, which is something that Nick in the arena had wanted to do. Well, a lot of you wanted to do that. I had such a good time talking about Unknown Number last night that I think the one thing that we need to be 100% sure of is that we're going to do that again. So what I'll do is I will delegate this. There, some of you consume a lot of these shows. And why don't we do this? Why everybody, I mean, we'll take, I'm going to make Linda the documentary picker for us to watch next. What are we watching next? Tell us something to watch. All right. Pick something and then let me know. We'll watch it and then we'll discuss it on whatever given night that we decide to do that. Black Belt Nick says, I had fun listening without even watching the show. The emotional response was fantastic. Made me want to watch Unknown Number, the high school catfish. Nick, Black Belt Nick says, let me choose the next book. You're on. You've earned it. You've made your pitch for book club. Big Fraud Book Club was on the chopping block. It is now off of the chopping block single-handedly by your suggestion. You will choose the next book. I am going to finish Martyr. We will have a discussion about it. And we'll go from there. So we keep adding things to the Eric Zane Show podcast Patreon. Okay, that's how we'll do this. I think with the amount of time, it's been kind of hilarious, the amount of time that we've devoted to Martyr. But Amanda says, I am way ahead of everyone in documentaries. All right. I just banned somebody because I think they were in here just to troll. I don't know. Now I feel bad. Might have just been being silly, but I banned and then unbanned. Cody's back. Says, I honestly was not trying to troll. Yeah, I think it's a safe endeavor here, Cody Long, because we are talking about something that could have spoilers, to not speculate about what something is about. Because then I'm left to assume that you're just a troll and I don't recognize you. You look to be a new person. That's all I'm suggesting. Megan says, how the F are you back? I let him back. I let him back in. I banned and then I thought better of it and removed the ban. And I'm glad I did because I don't think Cody meant anything, but it just seemed to me like at first that he was. Tyler says, EZ started up with the ban hammer again yesterday and now he can't stop swinging it. Megan says, dang, you're way nicer today than yesterday. Ha ha. No, that's not true at all, my dear. I was extremely polite with you when you inadvertently started to spoil. And I've been so even keel lately. I might be the sweetest person that you know right now. I have been nothing but joyful. And I like it that way. She says, I agree, you were super nice. Well, yeah, of course. Yesterday, so that's what we're going to do. The documentary that Linda wants to watch, Something Wrong with Jack and Diane or some shit. So watch that. Finish the book, Martyr. We'll discuss it next week. That book is such a bummer. Amanda announces, hey, I watched that years ago. Okay. You'll have to watch it again. Amanda says, I just finished Mr. and Mrs. Murder on Hulu. Another fucked up one. Nothing is more fucked up, I think, than what we witnessed with Unknown Number, the high school catfish. And I just got word that murder lover Linda, who we've just been talking about in this show as being the documentary queen, she has the documentary crown right now. She will have the crown removed from her head. And then after we watch that documentary, Amanda is going to wear the crown. And then she is going to pick a documentary. And then we will watch and then we will discuss. So I came into the show with the potential of losing Big Fraud Book Club, but I'm glad I did not. I'm glad that Nick kind of talked me out of that. I appreciate that. And then Nick is picking the book. So if you know the book, let us know ASAP. Linda is headed to Beale City today as Boots on the Ground, Big Fraud News Network reporting team. That would be Linda, Murder Lover Linda, and Maureen. They are both headed to Beale City. Now, they're actually going to be in Mount Pleasant because Linda's son, Josh's car puked. So she has to do so. I don't know if she's involved with the recovery of the car or some shit like that. She is, that's only 15 miles away from Beale City. And she is going to be boots on the ground with us. And she said, all right, hey, I could interview people. She says, we can take pictures at the tavern and the school and maybe interview some locals. She says, okay, I probably wouldn't do that part. Maybe we could do a live report for the Patreon. Yeah, I absolutely agree. I don't know. I also agree with you. It might be dangerous for you to communicate with these locals. These people communicate with growls, chirps, and burps. And if they see you coming, they're going to want to kill you the second that you cross the city limits of Beale City. Population 700. Tyler says, don't introduce yourself as murder lover Linda with the Big Fraud News Network. You'll scare them off. maybe if you go like to eat at the tavern or whatever, and you just strike up a conversation, if you feel like the ice is broken enough, you can say, hey, so I have a friend who does a podcast. Will you talk to him about what you just told me or whatever? Now, they'll probably get gun shy and you might wind up dead. So I don't know if that's a great idea. It's up to you to decide. I trust your instincts. All right. So that's kind of what's bubbling under. Nick is recommending the book The Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks. So there you go, book club members, Big Fraud book club members. We have 20 of you. If you want to be in the book club, let me know. We have the review of the books on Patreon. We have three so far, three episodes of Big Fraud book club review. Two of Nikki's six heroin diaries, one of the book Martyr. We will finish up Martyr next week, and then we'll get after reading Nick's book called, which I already forgot, The Way of Shadows by Brent Weeks. I don't even know what this is. What type of book is it? Can you give me some info on it? Is this fiction, nonfiction, biographical, historical fiction? Is it fantasy? Aren't you into some nerd things? There you go. Fantasy, fiction, adult. Okay. Cody knows it, says fantasy, yeah. Rebecca says dark fantasy. Black Belt Nick says, yes, I have read it, and yes, I am going to read it. Or it was a thought choice. I've been thinking of this since Big Fraud Book Club started. This is on one of my favorites of all time. Well, this should be good. Amanda says gross. Amanda is not about adult fantasy books. Why can't you just try it out? I mean, it's something different, you know? Tyler says, well, whatever genre it is, it better be good because the fate of book club rests on this book. Yeah, there is a lot of pressure. We have had such a terrible time with Kaveh Akbar's book, Martyr, who I am going to write a strongly worded letter to and tell him how shitty it is. But my bigger problem is, actually, I take it back. I'm not going to write anything to Kaveh Akbar. Who runs the literature department at the University of Iowa and normally writes poetry. But that book is just garbage. It's, oh my God. It's more my problem is with Anthony Jeselnik and his very aggressive book review saying that of the 10 books that I've read this year, this is my number two, but it could even be my number one. It is beautiful and amazing. Martyr by Kaveh Akbar. My best Anthony Jeselnik. I'm so annoyed with that book. As I was reading it, I'm like, all right, I am halfway through this fucking pile of shit. And what the fuck, Anthony? Cody writes, I like Anthony's comedy, but I hadn't heard that. No, I couldn't agree more with you. His comedy his comedy is delivery of the comedy. Every time Anthony Jeselnik starts a joke, I'm like, all right, what's he going to do here? He just gave me the setup. Where is he going to take this? And then every time he does that, I'm like, God damn it, that's awesome. It's really funny and despicable. That's why I love it so much. Megan is very sweet. Jammy Time Megan says, Eric, you can have my Audible login so you can listen instead of read the rest if you want. No, I appreciate that, but I need to really continue with the misery. I need to get the full effect of this book percolating within every fiber of my being so that I can send the most aggressive tweet at Anthony Jeselnik about his horrible book suggestion for Martyr by Kaveh Akbar. Avoid. Do not seek the treasure. Oh my God, his fucking book. I'll be reading a page and then I realize that I keep reading the same line over and over again. Because there's nothing captivating about the words that makes me like, oh, this is so good. What a great story. What a great story. And then I just keep reading the same line over and over and over again. Cody writes, wait, did you read the book already? Well, I'm halfway through it. Some of the audience members have read the book. We're reading it now, and then we discuss it in book club. And it just so happens, it's only the second book we've read in book club, and it's a huge pile of shit. Cody, you got to send me an email. I need to know your story because I think, have you been here before? I pretty much know everybody in the chat. And when I see a new name, I'm often curious. Are you a defector? Have you been here a while and just been quiet? Or when I say a defector, I get from time to time audience members of my old show who say, yeah, I've had it with that garbage. And I'm now here, easy. And then I like to get the lay of the land. All right, Cody writes, no, this is my first time here. I saw your channel and thought it looked interesting. Outstanding. So you're not aware of any of my history. I got you. Well, welcome. Still send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Tell me who you are, where you're at. You don't have to tell me like your real name, I guess, just if you don't want it. I wouldn't share it. It's probably Cody Long. But yeah, and then you can be, you have to follow the page, of course, subscribe. If you don't want the commercials, as you know how Twitch works, linking up your Amazon Prime account. And then make yourself comfortable because everybody here knows each other. Only from the show. Some knew each other in other ways when we get together and stuff like that. Bread Bull Brain Chris is here. Chris K. If you're familiar with yesterday's broadcasting here, we have talked about the potential for a new nickname as he just had a brain tumor removed 1 week ago today. So the term Bread Bull Head, Bread Bull Brain Chris might be a little wordy or clumsy. But I'm loving it. Bread Bull Brain Chris. Cody says, rocky start because I thought he was a troll, but he's not. Glad you're here. Tyler says, you hold the record for quickest to get a ban by a new listener. Chris K, or Linda says to Chris K, you need to make the Twitch name change ASAP to Bread Bull Brain. Yeah, poor Cody. He got banned and then also a removal on the ban. I did think better of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a horribly embarrassing moment that took place yesterday. And this involves kind of a strange dynamic. Have you ever been on a boat and then when the boat slows down, the wake catches up to the boat and the water spills over the back of the boat or rises up and, you know, kind of like almost like consumes the boat as you slow down dramatically? Have you ever witnessed that? Maybe it's a speedboat or a pontoon or a fishing boat, whatever. Doesn't matter. You're going a certain speed. You let off the gas. All right. And then as the boat slows down dramatically, the wake catches up, goes over the back of the boat. That happened to me yesterday with Fart. As I was walking through Meijer, I knew there was some disturbance in my nether regions. And so I go, all right, well, this is going to be a crop dust moment. And hopefully I'm moving fast enough that it'll kind of like dissipate quickly to not. And I knew it was bad. I knew this was bad. And it was hot. And that's always a problem. This is similar to the hot zester moment with the NFK, which I'll tell that story after this one. Stevie says, not a Code Brown. No, it was nothing Code Brown related. It was all pure Fart. And so I'm walking, and as I'm going, that happens. And I knew that it was a problem. The second after this has now left my system, I see Brian, this dude I know, and we make eye contact. I go, hey, what's up, Brian? And then the fart is now, it's moving. There's fart moving behind me. You can't see it, but it's now, it's kind of like creeping death over, consuming the participants in this conversation, me and Brian. Now, I'm closest to fart. Brian is 3 feet away, so I'm going to get fart before he is going to get fart. And I start talking to him, and then at some point, like seconds later, I realize it's here. And it's about to hit him. So I'm in the middle of the conversation, and it's all small. Hey, how you been? How's your summer? Family good? Oh, man, I haven't seen you in so long. And he, while talking, like mid-word, he stopped whatever word he was saying. He goes, and I kind of look right and look left, and there's no one around. And I'm pretty sure he deduced that what had happened to me. You know, that I had done that. And I'm assuming that that moment, he ate fart. He actually ate fart. So I've basically taken a shit in this guy's mouth. Because you know how they say if you smell fart, you're actually smelling feces. Particulate. So I'm just looking at him, and I know it's bad. Now I can handle my own cooking. Who can't? But he can. And he's like, ugh. And so he eats my fart. And then, oh my God. It's like I was watching his blood pressure rise right in front of me. I think he almost did the one of those. I mean, it was rough. Ugh. Donko says you crop dusted yourself. Well, yeah, it was the inadvertent stopping of, I was the boat. I stopped the boat and the fart wave hit me. Nick in the arena says farts will trail you, as we know. I always know it's a good fart when it even stinks outside. Oh, yeah, when you make the outside stink. Uh, Cody says Brian did not deserve that. No, I agree with you. I didn't intend for it to happen. It was just, I just knew it was going to happen because I could have just pretended I didn't see him, but we both made eye contact. We're like, hey, what's going on? Piano Finger Banger is here and says, what was it? One of those extra sulfury ones. Yeah. It had that bizarre brimstone smell.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Rebecca says, I'm guessing he thinks you shit your pants. So that was horrible. The hot zester story goes like this. I'm guessing the year was 2008, 2009. It was a hot summer night. One of those nights where the low temperature is like 77, 100% humidity. It was me, my better half, Pooh Bear, and the kids. So I have 3 young children in the way back of the minivan. And in the middle row of seats are my 2 brothers-in-law. Brother-in-laws? No, brothers-in-law. The NFK and Dave. These 2 known as the Doobie Brothers at that time. Now, you know the NFK because he lives here with me now. He still remembers this moment. Rebecca says this is a top 3 easy story. As I was getting in the front seat of this very, very, it's still hot inside of the vehicle, even though it's dark. We leave the White Caps game. As I'm getting in, we're in the parking lot, which the parking lot is there's a ton of cars there, so we're not moving anytime soon. But as I start the motor, the fart leaves. And I knew it was a problem because of the heat involved. And had I put too much effort into that, I would have pooped my pants. So I know 100% that the air of fart is kind of wriggling away its way around turd and completely gaining energy of fart. It's just grabbing onto shit molecules. And Amanda says, is it a silent but deadly? Oh, absolutely. Nobody knew it was happening. And I did it just as I was opening the door. So fart is out of my ass and in my pants. By the time I plop down onto the seat, it's flying out. Start the motor. The air is on. And the air is flying off of, is being the center spot of the dashboard, there's these two vents. And so it's shooting hot air between the driver and passenger seat. And the fart goes up and it hits that jet stream. And that blast of center console air kicks the fart back. And I'm now in the driver's seat, and I haven't even put it in reverse yet. And I look in that rearview mirror, and I see the NFK, who's directly behind me. And Dave, the other brother, they both have a strange look on their face. Kevy, the NFK, goes. He kind of looks right, looks left. He looks right again at Dave. Rebecca says, RIP, Dave. Yes, he passed away in 2020. Dave goes, oh, no. And the NFK doesn't say a word, but he turns towards the window that he's seated next to in the van. And he's just like touching the panel that is below the window and touching the window. And what he's figuring out is the way this vehicle is designed, it was a Mercury something or other. Those windows don't roll down. So he is consumed with this stench. And so I'm watching this all unfold. This happens in a matter of seconds. And then he's gone. And pretend I'm him. This is what I saw in my rearview mirror. Pawing towards the window, and then he goes. He disappears. And then the kids, Jackie goes, oh, Dad! I go, what? And Jackie goes, Uncle Kevy just puked out his pants. She's like six. And now Madison starts crying because she smells a fart. So she's like, you know, she's very young. She's like one or two. She starts wailing. Chris says, oh, God, a Mercury villager. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a villager. And his best option was to puke on his pants. And then I'm looking in the rearview mirror. This all happens very quickly. And he leans up and he's got that string of puke hanging off of his face. So now we're half an hour from the house. And he drives home with a pile of puke on his pants. So now the car smells like fart and puke. At this point, I've rolled the windows down, and I go, Kevy, I'm so sorry. And he goes, it's okay, man, it's okay. And yeah, it was just a ridiculous set of circumstances all coming together. And when I described it the first time, I described the fart as it was a real hot zester. Thus, that was known as the hot zester story forever and ever and ever. Piano Fingerbanger says, and that was the moment the NFK's brain malfunctioned, and he was never the same since. He's brought us so much joy over the years. Yeah, that was incredible. In my opinion, it was as well. He still remembers that, by the way. I mean, his brain's not that fried that he doesn't remember that. Nick is here, Nick in the arena. He writes, I made the mistake of farting as I was plopping into the camp chair. I put my fart right into cloud level. Chris is reminds me of a key moment in the story, it's been so long. I am obviously losing my edge on how to tell that story because He did make the comment when that string of puke was falling off of his chin. He goes, "That fart got to me." I was like, "Oh no, yes it did. That fart got to me." Rebecca says, "Listen, stick around long enough and you'll hear the best story about Gary at the men's warehouse." Yes, that's an all-timer. What number was that? 900, episode what? 900 and, I forget, maybe 72? Yeah, Cody, you're going to want to go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever platform that you listen to audio podcasts on and search out my name. This is the 1,590th episode of this show, which I do 5 days a week. So if you go back in time and search Eric Zane Show podcast number 940, you will hear the story of Gary from the men's warehouse. Gary works at the men's warehouse, and he had an interaction with me and this, the aforementioned, the NFK. So a little bit of background, the NFK, his brain is fried. That's my wife's brother. And my wife is fairly certain that there's a lot going on upstairs that makes his brain a little bit crispy. I guess I'll just recap why. He is a lifelong epileptic, and he had years and years and years of these intense grand mal seizures. They're horrible. It was killing him. Years of those seizures and the after effects put his brain kind of like in a bad spot. Eventually, he had a ridiculous surgery, which worked. It cured the epilepsy. He hasn't had a seizure in 30 years. He's about 63 years old. He's the oldest member of my wife's family, the last surviving member of the family. For years and years, he lived with his brother. The brother dies. Somebody's got to take care of him. So next man up, it's us. Cody says, did the lobotomy help? Yes, and he did. That is a lobotomy. He had a frontal lobe lobotomy. They removed a portion of his brain that was massively affected by the epilepsy. It worked, but it also had side effects, making him a little bit more of a handful when it comes to care. He's downstairs right now watching TV. That's all he does. Watches TV and shits and leaves peanut butter and feces smudges all around this house. Now we have, in addition, he takes these very powerful anti-seizure medicines, which keeps him from having seizures, but they also have side effects. Plus, my wife is fairly certain that he is an undiagnosed autistic patient. He has undiagnosed autism. My wife works with autistic children in the schools, and she's fairly certain of this. So there you go. And we have had dozens of hysterical moments because of his presence in the house. And they wind up here. He has no idea that we discuss these things. He is technologically stuck in 1986. Not that he would mind. I don't think he would mind us telling these ridiculous stories. Well, one day, he needed a suit. Great question by Piano Finger Banger. Is he Rain Man? Somewhat. He has some OCD and ADHD, not to mention the suspected autism. But he's fine. He's happy. And one day he needed to get a suit years ago for a wedding, my daughter's wedding. Well, that motivation to get him a suit puts a moment in time into the ether, if you will, where some unbelievable things happened in the course of us walking into the men's warehouse, meeting Gary, and then beginning the process to get a suit. This did not go without incident. The story that I told, which I'm not going to tell here, you should listen to episode 940, has so many twists and turns in it that it's unbelievable. I remember sitting right here and getting the phone call from Gary at the men's warehouse and being like, you could have knocked me over with a feather. My jaw was, I was like, what, huh? And at the time I was like, there's no way I'll ever tell this story. It's too ridiculous. It's too much. I was so upset. I was very, very upset. But as time passed, I realized what we have here. We have a goddamn gold mine. So I just sat here the next day, and for like an hour, I described to you all these different moments that happened during this suit, getting a suit at the men's warehouse. So wherever you download shows, audio, go to episode number 940 and listen to it. I've never had anybody say to me, oh, I was let down by that story. Never. All the talking up that I could do of it right now isn't enough. It isn't enough. Piano Finger Banger says, Gary from the men's warehouse, what a legend. Rebecca says, if only he knew how famous he is. Yeah. Skip is here. He says, thanks for all the help last night. Love you, brother. Skip is a defector. Glad you're here, buddy. Hope you're doing okay. Chris says it was the fresh, Chris in Buffalo said it was the fresh disappointment that you hear when I told that story that makes it so good. Thank you. It was a fantastic moment. All right. Now, if you are enjoying this show on Facebook or YouTube, I'm going to send you on your way. Follow me on Twitch, though. twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. When you follow me there, you then get the show in its entirety. If you subscribe, you get the show minus commercials. To do that, you have to link up your Amazon Prime account. Skip here said to me, EZ, how do I do that? And I said, I have no idea. But I'm going to include this in the show notes. In fact, if you look up linking Amazon Prime to Twitch, or how to link Amazon Prime to Twitch, there's a way to do it. And when you do it, then you get no commercials. It says to link your Amazon Prime to Twitch, go to Prime Gaming website, log into your Amazon account, then select connect a Twitch account and sign into your Twitch account to complete the connection. You can also initiate the process from within your Amazon account by going to your settings and finding the Twitch settings under digital content and devices. Once you get it linked, then every month you just resubscribe on your own. I don't know why there isn't just a button. I think this guy
go to the website you love. with Wix.
This is like a 1 minute video. Maybe this guy.
For your words.
Maureen says if I can do it, anyone can.
Your brand.
I'm technologically
your opportunity.
Challenged.
Your breakthrough.
Guys, Andrew here, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to connect your Amazon Prime and your Twitch account. So
this guy sounds like the one who sang that basketball song on the WBBL show.
You want to ensure that you sign into Amazon, guys. So if you haven't got an Amazon account, you want to create one. And once you sign in, you can look to the upper right-hand side where you have Hello, Accounts, and List. You can just simply click there. It's going to pull up a whole list of settings that you can basically access. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom here or towards the middle, you will find a section that says digital content and devices. And if you look in the list, you'll find Twitch settings. Now, you can either click here or you can right click and open that in a new window. That's what I'm going to do. And it's going to take you over to the Twitch channel subscription. And in order to link or connect your Twitch to your Amazon Prime, as you can see here, you just need to go ahead and click on the button here at the top that says connect to a Twitch account. So just simply click on that and this will take you over to Twitch, and you can just simply go ahead and put in your username and your password and connect them. But that's all that you have to do, guys. Very easy and very simple.
Okay, once you do that, then you're on my page, and when it says subscribe, there you go. David says so easy in the app. Skip was like, it didn't work. I can't figure it out for my life. I am just going to become a Patreon member. Well, Chris says, no, it did work. That crown means your Prime account is connected. And then Skip says, I think you got to pay to subscribe. No, that is not true. You can subscribe via what you just connected. Chris might be able to help him out. I'm going to bring Bread Bull Brain Chris in because he's kind of really good at this. And he might be able to help you out because Skip does have some degree of retardation. And I know this. And he does. Hey. Is this Bread Bowl? Yep. Is this Bread Bowl Brain?
Yep.
Okay, so Skip's got his account linked, but I don't think he's subscribed.
He's not.
Okay. Yeah. So what does he do? He goes to my page, right?
You can do it right from watching the stream, like right now.
Yeah. And there's what button is he looking to click on?
Just click on the video portion at top, somewhere at top, or on the video part. And then stuff below it will pop up. It says following, notifications, or subscribed.
Yeah.
And you click the subscribed part, and it'll give you like three different pay options. Or there's a little slider button that says use Prime account.
Are you getting this, Skip? Now, he's thick, so he might not understand what you just said, but I think you did a great job in explaining it.
It's about as easy. I mean, I can't explain it anymore.
Yeah. Well, you see, the problem is people these days, they'll look at something and they won't like investigate. You know how guys open up the fridge and stare in it and the ketchup's right there and they go, honey, where's the ketchup? That's kind of what he's doing. So, okay. How's your brain today?
It's pretty good. Got to go get the staples pulled out in a couple hours.
Did you take your medicine?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
See ya. That's Bread Bull Brain Chris, who just had open brain surgery to remove a enormous tumor. Not malignant. It just kind of grew. You know how like, when like in an oyster, like a little grain of sand will get there and then it'll make a pearl. That's what happened in his brain. Somehow, something got stuck in his brain and the tumor was, I don't know this. I'm just speculating. Amanda says it's September, so it will say 25% off, but you have to click on it anyway. Put up the button. Doesn't say subscribe right now, I think. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same as me. Yeah, because I'm the creator. I'm doing the show. Like, this is my Twitch page. And I'm looking at us. So. Okay. Whatever. Celebrate September. I don't know. Again, I don't do this because I do the show, so I don't have any idea. You guys are the expert on this. By the way, this is like a wormhole now.
Pizza.
By the way, this is like a wormhole.
Pizza.
By the way, this is like a wormhole.
Pizza.
Pizza.
By the way, this is
pizza.
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 By the way, this is
pizza.
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 All right. You can tell it's a Friday. All this nonsense. All right, so I'm going to kick you folks out that are watching on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Great time to mention them. Outstanding place to get your vehicle repaired, whether it's plain old-fashioned car with a regular combustion motor. Perhaps it's a hybrid. Perhaps it's an EV. Old or new, they take care of it for you. Hey, that's like a slug line. Old or new, they take care of it for you at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. The home of Jammy Time Megan. She will probably greet you at the front desk. Their techs are second to none. Constantly getting updated education to make your experience that much better. They will fix the problem right for you. You can reach out ervines.com. They have free loaner cars. So if you are in West Michigan, consider getting your vehicle repaired at Irvine. Irvine's 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. In West Michigan, Kuiper Tree Care takes care of everybody's trees. Go to KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com, 616-828-8225. They can take care of storm damage. They can do stump grinding, tree removal. Perhaps you got a tree. It's just, okay, this thing's a disaster. Perhaps tree risk assessment, tree pruning. They do all this stuff. Three certified arborists can help you at Kuiper Tree Care. Call or text 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225. If you need help on the marketplace with your life, your health insurance, reach out to Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. Whether you're in between jobs, self-employed, or perhaps your employer does not offer you insurance, you need a health care plan. The good news is that healthcare.gov is fully up and running to make this process easy for you. Now, if you had to navigate healthcare.gov on your own, it's not fun. It's a complicated process, and it takes time. Have Frank Fuss do it for you. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. It's 100% free, his services, and he can help you no matter where you are in the U.S. Buyinsurancehere.com. Folks, I am going to, I got a busy Saturday. I'm doing the TC Paintball War number 25, the September Slaughter on Saturday. And I really want to see you there. If you want to visit, just head over to TC Paintball for the 5 p.m. start. I'll have a pizza party. We'll kick it off with a pizza party from BC Pizza, which, by the way, they got a brand new location in Easttown, East Grand Rapids. Get a pizza from them. And then after that, after we have the pizza, we're going to play paintball. And then Kuipers and I are heading out to Wayland, Michigan for the Wayland Balloon Festival, featuring the reunion of the band Wayland, who I have a long history of, with, I should say. And the reunion for the band Wayland is big because as the years went on, Tyler and Stinky Dean left the band. And it wasn't for like personal reasons. They just, hey man, we're getting out. Phil and Mitch are still grinding. They make music in Nashville now. But I reached out to Dean yesterday. Was not successful, but I'm going to be successful today. Because I talked to him after the show and I said, buddy, I'm calling.
Hello, sir.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.